Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Sheena Show. So as you're listening to this, I am traveling around South Korea with my husband and stepdaughter, and I think it's going to be cold, but so much fun. I'm actually so curious what it will be like to set foot back in my home country. I don't know what to call it. I was born in the United States, but my parents immigrated over from Korea, and I haven't been there since 1999, right after I graduated high school. And I hear it's changed a lot in the since almost 25 years. So, I think it's going to be awesome. I don't know yet because here I am recording this podcast early November. Haven't left yet, but wanted to get you guys episodes while I was gone. So let's get into today's topic. I want to talk about Etsy. This has come up because I am guiding a set of students through my calligraphy business starter guide course. We're all launching a product for the holidays. We're doing it together. And Etsy has come up a lot as, hey, should I use this platform? So if you are just starting out selling your calligraphy or, you know, your handmade product, your craft, whatever it is, and you have questioned, should I start on Etsy? Is that the best platform? I don't know. It's so saturated and competitive, and it looks kind of complicated to set up, and oh my God, the fees. I hear the fees are so high. I mean, is it really worth it? So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through a different way of looking at Etsy. I see Etsy as serving two very different functions. And once you understand those, then you will understand my maybe a little bit counterintuitive reason why I think it's still the best place to start. All right, let's dive in. So what is Etsy, first of all? I would be surprised if you hadn't heard of Etsy, at least here in the US. It's synonymous with like the marketplace to get handmade, quirky, small business, artisan created, you know, products, basically. Etsy is an online marketplace that is set up in a way so that really anyone can get on there and start listing their stuff for sale. I looked this up and it started in 2005. So many, 18 years ago at this point? Am I doing my math right? I think so. 18 years ago at this point. And, you know, like every other business, it started out pretty small, just kind of this platform where makers, artisans could go list their stuff and sell directly to people without having to pay a middleman or go through a retailer or a shop. It really was kind of one of the first places that you could do that. It has since just grown so much. You know, almost everyone has heard of Etsy. Like, oh, I got that on Etsy. Anything kind of unusual or cute, look on Etsy. It went public in 2015, which means it's now a publicly traded company on the US stock exchange, which means it has changed a lot, right? And you can find so many opinions out there, very, very strong opinions from makers and artists on whether Etsy is still great or whether Etsy has lost touch with its creators and is greedy and is asking for too many fees, whether it's sold out, you know, and no longer supports true makers. There's all sorts of opinions out there. You can Google it and read up on them if you're curious. I myself have been on Etsy since 2016, actually earlier than that, 2015, when I first started my first, you know, my knitting business, and I sold some stuff on Etsy. And then when I started Crooked Calligraphy, and I've been on there pretty much since then. So I have a, you know, firsthand view of what it's like to be a seller on Etsy, and I've kind of, you know, seen it evolve a bit. So let's get into what are the pros and what are the cons of Etsy. The pros, let's start with, are that it's just such a low barrier to entry. Really, I mean, Etsy has been around for so many years that they've really kind of streamlined and made it as easy as possible to set up your shop and put a product up there and just get it out there. It doesn't take long. I did a walkthrough of how to open an Etsy shop recently for my calligraphy business starter guide students. And it took, I mean, maybe 20 minutes for me to walk through, like actually putting a product up for sale. So they really have just over the years streamlined that process. So, you know, included in that low barrier to entry is that it really just takes care of pretty much all the logistics that you would need when you think about selling a product to a stranger who maybe lives halfway across the country or even in a different country. If you really are, you know, starting out your business and you're thinking through, okay, how do I collect payment and then get the customer's address and shipping information? And how do I get all the information that I need to personalize this product for my customer? And, you know, how do I know what the sales tax is and how much it costs to ship this thing? And how do I even print out a shipping label? Like all of that stuff that you might think through, Etsy has that covered. So once you set up a product on Etsy, like it's very easy for a customer who finds your product to then, you know, choose all the options they want, what color, what font, to add multiple items to their cart, to check out, provide their address, provide any information you might need to customize, you know, just type in their credit card or their PayPal or their bank account and pay. All of that Etsy takes care of. So those are really the pros. The cons are that, you know, to make all of this kind of easy for you, Etsy does take a percentage of your profits in exchange for that, right? And it kind of makes sense. The more complete a service is for you, the higher costs. You know, if you were to create your own website from scratch and code everything yourself and come up with all the photos and templates and all of that, and then sure, you're not going to pay very much, but it's going to take you so much time, right? Versus if you then join, for example, Squarespace, and there's templates and it's kind of more, you know, easy for you to do, but you're still doing it yourself, you're going to pay a little bit more. Versus if you pay someone to just completely do your website for you and it's done for you, that's going to cost way, way more. So it totally makes sense, right? If Etsy's going to take care of all of those things for you, that they are going to take a cut of your, you know, profits. So one of the cons is definitely the fees. I forget what the fees were like when I first started selling on Etsy in 2016, but they have gone up since then. So currently, as of this recording, I'm recording in November 2023. From what I can tell, the fees are about and maybe a little bit more than 10% of the price that you list your item for. They're going to take 10% of that. So it costs 20 cents to just list your product on Etsy, just to kind of, you know, make it live, that page that has your product photo and description and a way for a customer to buy. That's a listing. So just to list costs 20 cents. And every time somebody buys you know, one of your item, you have to relist it. So for example, if you're selling custom Christmas ornaments on Etsy, when one customer, you pay 20 cents to list your Christmas ornaments up on Etsy. When someone buys an ornament, you have to relist, and Etsy does this automatically, but they take that 20 cent fee every time for every new ornament that gets bought, basically. So listing fee, that's the first fee you're going to pay. Etsy also takes 6.5% of the price as a transaction fee. So this is the highest fee. This is Etsy just saying, hey, we're doing all this stuff for you. We're finding customers for you. We are making it easy to create shipping labels and, you know, describe your product, all of that stuff. We're taking care of all this stuff. We're going to take 6.5%, you know, of what your product sells for as a transaction fee. And then the final fee is a 3.5% payment processing fee. So this is just a payment processing fee is basically any time someone uses a credit card, for example, to purchase a product from you, that credit card, that payment needs to get processed, and there is a fee for that. One way to understand this is like if you have ever paid for something online, I don't know, like DMV renewal, like in California, you can pay for that online. And if you pay for with it with a credit card, often you will notice that there is a payment processing fee added onto it, right? 3%, 3.5%, that's pretty standard. Whereas if you pay with a check, a personal check, or a, you know, direct bank withdrawal, there's no fee attached. And that's because credit card companies charge this fee, you know, in order to use their credit card, because if somebody steals your credit card, right, and puts a bunch of fraudulent charges, or if you purchase as the credit card holder, you purchase a product from a company and then they never deliver it to you, you can ask your credit card company to cancel that transaction, right? So all that stuff, it costs money for the credit card companies to handle all of those inquiries and do all of that back end stuff, which is why they charge the payment processing fee. So that's pretty standard. Etsy's not, whenever you sell online and accept credit cards or some other forms of payment, you will have to pay a payment processing fee. Etsy is not alone in that. But by the time you get done with the 20 cent listing fee, the 6.5% transaction fee, the 3.5% processing fee, you are over 10% in fees, overall fees, right? And, you know, I'm not an Etsy expert. There are other fees that may apply as well if you decide to advertise with Etsy or use some of its other offerings that are a little bit more complicated. But this is kind of the general, you know, state of fees on Etsy. So that is a con for sure. The fees are high. If your product is selling for $100, you're going to pay $10 in fees, right? So that you only get $90, and then you got to subtract your own expenses as the creator and business owner, right? Whether that's the cost of materials, or your time in communicating with the customer and marketing and all that stuff, right? So fees for sure, one of the cons. The other con is kind of the mirror side of the pro, and it's that there's such a low barrier to entry on Etsy. It's so easy to just set up a shop and list some products that there are tons of people on Etsy. so many sellers on Etsy. It's a very competitive marketplace. You type in a search for something and you will get a lot of different results. So, right, those are some of the pros and those are some of the cons. So here's where I get to distinguishing, you know, sort of aside from all of that, the two uses of Etsy as I see them. One use is to get in front of customers that may never have found you otherwise, right? How many times have you searched for something on Etsy in this past year? Some of you might be like, I look on Etsy all the time. Some of you might be like, oh, once or twice over the holidays, but I bet a lot of you have searched on Etsy. I have, right? And even if you don't search on Etsy, sometimes you can search for handmade products on Google and Etsy will just, an Etsy listing will pop up because they have paid for advertising, right? On Google or wherever. So, right? That's definitely one use of Etsy, is to get yourself in front of potential customers who might never have found you before. And then the second use of Etsy, as I see it, as a creator and seller and someone who coaches people who are just starting their business, the second really important use of Etsy is to smooth logistics, is to just take care of all those little details that might be otherwise just completely overwhelming to a new business owner. So let's get into like these two uses and try and see the distinction here. And importantly, so you can understand that you don't have to use Etsy for both of these uses from the beginning or ever. Okay. So if you're looking primarily at Etsy for use number one, to get in front of more potential customers, then you will be approaching Etsy in kind of a different way. If you are relying on Etsy to do the bulk of finding customers for you, then that's kind of a totally different animal. This is where the complication comes in. Because it makes sense, right? Etsy is a huge marketplace, millions of people searching for stuff on Etsy every single day, millions of sellers on Etsy. There is so much, you know, so many different kinds of products out there. There's so many people searching out there. So in order to win in that kind of melee, you have to really optimize your Etsy shop and your Etsy listings. And this is where, like I said, optimize, right? This is where this comes in. If you're going to really stand out on Etsy and use it as a place to find potential customers, it's researching, you know, keywords, you know, what to name your products, what to use in the title, what keywords to put in there so that it maybe comes to the top in searches. How can you write your product descriptions in a way that's SEO friendly and has a lot of keywords and a lot of phrases that people might be searching for? And how can you write your descriptions in a way that's optimally attractive to potential customers? You know, putting your products into different categories, into different seasonal categories, gifting categories, categories like, you know, is this stationery or paper goods? Incentivizing customers to leave you reviews. That's really important for an Etsy shop, right? If you're searching for a product and one Etsy shop has, you know, 1,000 five-star reviews, you're going to trust them a lot more than another Etsy shop that has maybe 20 reviews. There's all sorts of things you can do also within kind of the Etsy ecosystem. Like there is something called star seller status on Etsy, at least right now, where you get kind of designated by Etsy to be a star seller, which means, I don't know, I guess you're an extra good shop in Etsy's eyes. I don't know exactly the details, but that's something that I've heard of. You can offer free shipping on your products, and that customers really like. Of course, if you're going to do free shipping, you have to cover that cost somewhere else. So it's usually just built into the cost of the product itself. Quick turnaround time, responding really promptly to customer inquiries, like optimizing yourself on Etsy can be its own full-time job. So that is if you're really going to go after use number one of Etsy, putting, you know, getting in front of lots of potential customers. And it can really pay off. Lots of Etsy shops are very successful because they do this well. They put a lot of time and effort into it, and they get a lot of customers finding them through Etsy, and they're making sales that they would never otherwise make, right? But here's use number two of Etsy. And this is, I think, more relevant to the really beginner business owners who are listening. And that use number two is just to smooth the logistics, the oftentimes overwhelming details and logistics and, you know, little minor things that can keep you from even getting started. It helps you to just get something up with, you know, a few good photos. You can make it look fairly professional. And this is an amazing, important use of Etsy that should not be overlooked. If you are thinking about, you know, starting to sell your calligraphy or whatever it is you do, your craft, your handmade thing, and just the thought of some of these things that I've mentioned in this podcast episode, sales tax, shipping, you know, how to calculate whether to offer free shipping or build it into the product cost, all that, how to take payment. If all of that, you're thinking about it and you're going, I would never figure that out on my own. Because look, there are alternatives to Etsy, right? You can set up your own Shopify site. For example, Shopify is a big, again, software platform that allows you to create your own online shop so that someone could come onto your website and say, oh, I want this mug and I want that calligraphy kit. And they can put it all into their cart and check out and buy your products, right? So, but Shopify is a much more steep learning curve than Etsy. It's more complicated. It's more powerful. So there's that. You could set up, I guess, your own website and kind of have people pay you through there. You can even, and I was teaching this to my calligraphy business starter guide students who are launching their holiday product. You could even do this completely manually where you just, you know, DM someone to ask them, okay, what's your order? What color do you want? How many? What size? What do you want written on it? Like, say, let's use Christmas ornaments again. And the person responds via DM and you send them a PayPal invoice or you send them a Venmo payment request and they just pay you and you collect all their information manually and you track it in a spreadsheet. You create their product, you know, once you get their payment and you ship it out to them yourself. You could do it all manually. See, but this is like the more relevant question that comes when people ask, is Etsy worth it? My immediate question is, well, what are the alternatives? Is Etsy worth it compared to what? If the alternative is that you go entirely manual and collect all this information yourself over DMs or email and then you know, keep track in a spreadsheet, and you're willing to do that and that's worth it to you to not pay the 10% transaction fee, awesome. Go do that. But I have encountered so many students in my calligraphy business starter guide course who they know that all of that manual work would totally derail them from getting started. So many of my students have chosen to go with Etsy because the alternative is that they would never do it at all. So I'm going to repeat that. Come back to me. I'm going to repeat that because it's important. We're thinking here about lost opportunity cost. If it weren't for Etsy, if you had to do it all manually or set up your own website or do some other complicated alternative, and if you would just never do it at all because that sounds like too much, and you end up waiting for a month, 3 months, 6 months, years, I've heard some people, and you've just waited this whole time and you've not done anything, then wouldn't it have been worth it to just go with Etsy? I think so. And that's my sort of like, it's not exactly obvious or intuitive, but that's my reasoning that I tell my students for, yeah, go with Etsy. That's why it's the best choice in a lot of cases, because it will get you actually started. It's so easy to set up and it takes care of so much of the logistics for you that it just removes that obstacle. And there is a value to those obstacles being removed. I think it's worth paying the 10% so that you actually put something out there. You actually practice selling. You practice taking photos. You practice describing your product. You get better and better at it as you get feedback from customers. I think it's absolutely worth it to get started now versus started in the distant future. Who knows when that will be, when I'm ready, quote unquote, which is usually never, right? So that's my reasoning. You know, if you've been waffling back and forth on like, oh, should I go with Etsy? Should I go with something else? And you know in your heart that like, okay, boom, with Etsy, I can get it done and actually just put it out there and start directing people towards my Etsy listing. You don't even have to have your shop fully built out. You just need to have your one product listing. If you can direct people there, and it will make it easier for the customer to pay you and give you all their information, and it will streamline you getting that information and creating the product and shipping it out to the customer, I think then that can be well worth it, at least to get started. And then once you learn and do stuff in your calligraphy business, then you can reassess and think, okay, do I want to sell products at all? Do I want to move into some other kind of thing? Maybe I've gotten it more into wedding signage and Etsy is not the best place for that. Great. Shut your Etsy shop down or pause. But at least you've started, right? Oh, I also wanted to mention another benefit. And I realize that this is starting to sound like I'm like an Etsy spokesperson, and I'm not getting paid for this at all. I'm not an affiliate. I haven't touched my Etsy shop in a long, long time, but I just know my students. And I think I know y'all, a lot of you who are listening, that this whiff of perfectionism, this, I have to do it right, this, oh my God, all the details are totally going to overwhelm me because I think that there's one correct way to do it and I'm not going to be able to figure it out. If that is stopping you, then please just charge ahead and go with the low barrier to entry option, which is Etsy. I was going to say, the bonus benefit that comes with it is that Etsy actually, like, there, you would think that Etsy's customer is the people who are searching for stuff on Etsy and buying stuff on Etsy, right? But actually, no, Etsy's customer is the Etsy seller. It's me. It's you. It's the people who are thinking about selling on Etsy. The better that we do, the better Etsy does. Right? If Etsy has higher quality shops, really professional makers, like really high quality products, and more people are shopping on Etsy, Etsy does better. So if Etsy sellers do better, Etsy does better. So as a result, Etsy has put a lot of effort into just education. You know, how to make your photos better, what to include in your descriptions, how to, you know, optimize. There's a bunch of, you know, just articles and things that you can find as an Etsy seller that will just help you on your business journey. So that's just kind of an added, you know, extra benefit. So I hope that kind of thinking about Etsy in this way has been helpful to you. Not just weighing the pros and cons, but really thinking about what are you going to use Etsy for? If you want to use Etsy to really optimize and stand out from all the competition and get in front of tons of potential customers, then now you have a better idea of what it takes to do that. But if for right now you're just like, I just need some place where I can list things for sale and people can buy them and it makes it easy for me, then you're thinking about a different use for Etsy. And that really colors how worth it Etsy is to you at whatever stage of business you're in. So, you know how I mentioned that I did a walkthrough kind of demo how to set up an Etsy shop and how to, you know, list your first product on Etsy? I did that inside my Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course. It's like, it's literally me clicking through the Etsy website going, okay, here's where you add your product. You need this category. You don't need this option. Just put this here. Here's how to do this, right? It's really getting you through that hurdle. And I've heard such great feedback from my students who are like, oh, this is okay. This is easier than I thought it was going to be. This isn't quite so intimidating as I thought. I mean, just to get started on Etsy. So if that sounds like something that would be really useful to you, it's inside my Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course. My Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course is not for sale separately. It only comes as a bonus with my Pro Calligrapher Bundle. My Pro Calligrapher Bundle is for people who want to get good at calligraphy and then potentially make money with their calligraphy, because it gives you everything you need to do that. the actual calligraphy skills, like how to get basics and the foundations and really set, you know, everything like your tools and your techniques up for success, how to really start to stylize your calligraphy and develop your signature look. And then finally, the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course, how to get your calligraphy business started. That's what comes in the Pro Calligrapher Bundle. And I'm just giving you a heads up that we're going to do like a special flash sale of the Pro Calligrapher Bundle for Cyber Monday week. So that is next week. If you're Cyber Monday 2023, week after US Thanksgiving, when a bunch of just shopping and deals and stuff happens, we wanted to make this available to you all, you know, for anyone who just wants to get this for themselves for the holidays, or who wants to tell, you know, their partner or whatever, like, buy this for me for my Christmas gift, or you just want to start on this as the year kind of comes to a close. It's going to be the Pro Calligrapher Bundle, but with like a bonus bundle, an extra bonus bundle included that we've never offered before. And it's only going to be available during the Cyber Monday week. So just make sure you're on our email list, so you don't miss hearing about any of that. Go to crookedcalligraphy.com/money. And that's how you can get on our wait list and also get a free PDF of 40 plus different ways to make money with calligraphy. If this episode interests you and you're like, ooh, okay, I want to know more about the business side, go to crookedcalligraphy.com/money. You'll be on our email list then, and you will hear about when the Pro Calligrapher Bundle Cyber Monday flash sale happens. All right. I'm telling you, I keep adding to the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course. You know how I put in that Etsy walkthrough? There is a product launch boot camp in there now. I'm really, really building it up, and it's become so large and so good and has so much juicy, valuable stuff in it that I actually don't know how much longer we're going to keep including it as a free bonus with the Pro Calligrapher Bundle. I have a feeling we're going to be taking it out and making it its own thing soon. So I'm just telling you, if you're interested in the Pro Calligrapher Bundle, get it now. Get it during the Cyber Monday sale, because it will never be this good again. Just trust me on that. All right. So crookedcalligraphy.com/money to get on the wait list. Look, you know, for that Cyber Monday promotion when it comes in email, so you don't miss it. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was helpful for you, and I will see you next time. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.